Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild with clear skies. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, it's a warm evening. Perfect for a stroll if you're out. In Haifa, slightly cooler but still pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, amid a truce, Hezbollah attacked IDF forces in South Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Troops reportedly killed six gunmen in Bint Jubail. The IDF also struck buildings from which the terror group launched rockets shortly before the ceasefire extension announcement by Trump. Also, earlier this hour, N12 reports that Israel is preparing for talks amid possible collapse as a third aircraft carrier heads to the region. Kushner and Vitekov will travel to Pakistan as part of these developments. Also this hour, Ynet reveals at least 15 Hezbollah ceasefire violations in 4 days while Israel remains silent. This follows Trump's ceasefire extension, with the IDF reporting downed drones in the region. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu disclosed earlier today that he underwent treatment for early-stage prostate cancer. He revealed he kept this diagnosis private during the Iran war, according to Forward. And finally, Mariv reports that a message from Iran to European countries expressed hope that Trump and Bibi will screw you all, highlighting the heavy economic pressure on Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Foundation for Defense of Democracies noted that France was the only EU country opposing Hezbollah's terrorist designation, posting earlier today. Al Arabiya English reported that Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized a ship suspected of collaborating with the US military, according to the Tasnim news agency. Middle East 24 shared comments from Lebanon's Foreign Minister Youssef Raji, stating Hezbollah's costly actions have led to a shift toward direct negotiations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from the Times of Israel. Hezbollah's attack on the IDF in South Lebanon comes amid a declared truce. The IDF's counterstrike targeted buildings used to launch earlier rocket attacks. This escalation raises concerns about the stability of the ceasefire. Turning to N12's report, with a third U.S. aircraft carrier en route, the international pressure mounts. Kushner and Witekop's upcoming visit to Pakistan signals intensified diplomatic efforts. This military buildup and diplomatic movement suggests that regional tensions could rise further. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on ongoing Hezbollah ceasefire violations. Despite the ceasefire, the group continues its aggressive actions. These repeated violations put northern Israeli communities on edge. In other news from Forward, Netanyahu's revelation about his prostate cancer treatment adds a personal dimension to his leadership. Keeping this private during the Iran war may impact public perception of his transparency. This disclosure might affect his political standing. Lastly, Mariv highlights Iran's defiant message to Europe. The translated social media posts reflect the growing economic strain on Iran. This tension could have wider implications for regional diplomacy and stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Apple has appointed Israeli Johnny Sruji as chief hardware officer. This move places him just below the incoming CEO, consolidating engineering leadership. Separately, Globes discusses whether it's time to buy dollars. With the shekel's current low against the dollar, experts are divided. The decision is complicated by uncertainties in the U.S. bond market. And finally, Ynet Business highlights the impact of a strong shekel on tech hiring. Israeli tech firms face rising costs and are considering relocating R&D to Eastern Europe and India. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.